Okay. Braden Gable, interview with Chris Gable. Okay, so question one. Where's your mom's family from? Where's your dad's family from? Your grandparents' families, and what do you know about them?
My mom's family's from Baton Rouge. Well, from Greenville Springs, Louisiana. My dad's family, my adopted dad, or my real dad?
Both, honestly.
Well, my real father, I never met him except once, but I don't know any of his grandparents or any of my real grandparents or anybody. My adopted father, he's from Denham Springs, Louisiana, as far as I know.
And what do you know about them as far back as it goes? As far back as you can remember.
So what I know of my mother's family is my grandmother, I believe, was born in 1921. Her maiden name was Baker, and they owned a lot of farmland in Greenville Springs, Louisiana. And, they were mainly into farming and cows, milk, stuff like that. My adopted father, I really couldn't tell you. I don't know. I don't know what it was they did. I really don't even know his background. I only knew him when I was 13. He wasn't around anymore. So.
Okay. Have you had any traditions passed down through your family?
No, not really any traditions at all that I can think of. Moved around too much. We never stayed in one place long enough to have any traditions.
You think that's the reason?
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, we, you know, from the time I was born, you know, when I was first born, my name wasn't even Christopher Gable. It was Christopher Johnston. And then they changed my name when I was a kid. And then I went to what, 15 different schools. So we moved around too much.
Why'd they change your name?
Because I was adopted. So when I was born, they didn't put anybody down as a father. So my name, I believe, and I don't know this for certain too much. You might could ask my Aunt Sherry. She could probably tell you more. But when I was like in kindergarten, I remember my name being changed and I had to learn to rewrite my name as Christopher Troy Atlas Gable.
Dang.
They added two names to me.
And no traditions.
No, because my mom and my dad ended up getting a divorce. I want to say when I was in probably kindergarten. And then she met another man, which is, you know, Bobby, who was another one of my stepfathers, and she married him, and then we moved to Memphis immediately after that. So I want to say first grade I lived in Memphis.
Okay. Who were your favorite relatives growing up, and can you describe what they looked like or remember anything about them?
My favorite relatives were probably my Aunt Sherry and Uncle Jimmy. That was, as I lived with them off and on, you know, here and there, you know, all the way growing up. But they were the main relatives that that I was always in contact with.
Can you give any examples of what outside of them raising you, examples of something they did that made them your favorite relative outside of raising you?
I guess every time that I went to, you know, see him, we was always going somewhere doing something fun. You know, it was always fun to be around them.
Yeah.
That was, you know, I had many relatives that I did stuff with. I never, you know, I was close to them when I was younger, but as you get older, you know, people kind of move in and out of your life. Mm-hmm. But they probably stayed in it the longest. So, but it was going over there, you know, they always had more money than we did and had nicer things. So going over there, I knew we were going to have fun and play with my cousins and go meet their friends. And there was always something going on.
Do you remember any stories that Mazier or Aunt Sherry and Uncle Jimmy told you?
Stories relating to what kind of stories?
Anything from their childhood?
Uncle Jimmy used to talk about him playing football in high school. You know, they didn't really. I don't know. It's weird. I'm trying to think. I can't really recall too many memories or conversations with them telling me about them growing up. A lot of stuff I found out just looking through pictures, you know, and asking questions. Like my grandmother, I'd go dig through her cedar chest box, and then I'd show her pictures and ask, who is this? And she'd tell me who they are. I know that my grandfather, who I never met, but my grandfather, I believe, fought in World War II. Because I found some stuff from, what's it? My grandfather. No, my great-grandfather, I'm sorry. I don't know. I'm gonna be honest with you. I guess now that I think about it, it's kind of screwed up. I really don't know too much about my family's past.
Yeah.
I never met none of them.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, it's just when you bounced around so much and you don't really know anybody, it's kind of, I guess you end up making your own history, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's why I never really talked about my history with a lot of people in my family, because at this point, I guess growing up is kind of irrelevant now because I really never knew them.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, on that point, I guess that kind of answers the next question a little bit, but any classic family jokes, stories, or songs that you remember?
Jokes. I say the most classic thing that sticks out in everybody's mind is in when my adoptive father and my Uncle Jimmy got in a fight, because nobody's ever forgot that. And I remember it like it was yesterday.
What did they get in a fight about?
My dad called my grandmother a few choice words, and my Uncle Jimmy didn't approve of it. And there was a little alcohol involved. And my Uncle Jimmy's about, you know, he's a very spunky person. And so was my dad. And it clashed that night, all under the carport, all the lawn chairs, all the alcohol, everything went everywhere. And it was hilarious. Well, it wasn't hilarious when it happened. It was hilarious afterwards. And it was, I guess, a time when everybody was there and nobody's ever forgotten about it. But it's funny now.
Good Lord. Has anyone else ever brought that up at a recent thing?
Yeah, I mean, me and my cousins, I mean, when we talked, and I don't really talk to them much a lot now, but yeah, you know, back in the day, we'd bring it up and laugh about it because they both, like, when they woke up the next morning, both of them had black eyes. They were all beat up. It was funny.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's all the questions I had for you. That's everything.
Oh, wow. Sorry, I couldn't give you more information. I don't have it.
I think that was plenty enough. I didn't want to choose the one that had 20 something extra questions because I already knew that there wasn't going to be much heritage here to go off of. But all right, I appreciate your time, taking the time to do this.
All right.
All right. Love you.
Love you too.
All right. Bye.
Bye.